Within Saints of God, we have been looking at love as a language. And Jesus Christ is a perfect example in how he spoke to individuals, you know, responded to different cases. Cases that by themselves would cause condemnation, hurt, and destruction. But Christ had a way of dealing with issues, speaking about issues, and helping others to treat with their issues. The Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated this by walking in love. His life was an example of love. Everything that he did reflected the love of God. And it's out of that context, I believe, Paul wrote in Ephesians 5 verse 2, that we should also walk in love. And rather say, walk in love towards them which are without, redeeming the time. So our mission is to walk in love. And walking in love is using language. Operations, actions, activities must be guided by the love of God. Very important that we understand that context. So important that we use the love of God in how we operate and how we demonstrate as people. Very important that we understand that love is important to our survival as believers. So Christ demonstrated his love in what I would consider to be measured, or what is or with choices. Christ is our perfect example of the love language. And in so saying, I can almost certainly say that Christ used measured words that was carried with complete discipline. Measured words carried with complete discipline. That's because God's love runs deep. And so Christ was able to use this love language to do a number of things. For example, he used the love language to provide freedom to those who are captive and condemned by their fellow men. Case in point, the woman of Sychar, John 4 verse 3 to 29. Very interesting story of Christ with the woman at the well. Jesus Christ countered her language of love that was earthly, sensual, and devilish by using the language of the agape love that went beyond the physical to the spiritual. Jesus expressed the agape love to meet the longing need of this woman of Sychar. The woman wanted water that was not from the well. Whatever the conversation meant for her, Christ created a turning point in the conversation. He said to her, "Woman, where's thy husband? Go and call your husband and come." She confessed she had none. Christ said, "You speak truly, because you have had five, and one you have is not yours." He didn't condemn them. He told her the truth in love. He said, "The one you have now is not yours." And that saidest thou truly. And Christ began to speak to her about the worship of the one true God. And the woman expressed that she knew the Messiah coming, who will tell her all things. And Christ said, "I that speak unto you am he." Love runs deep. Christ used the love language to help this woman to get to the point of acceptance, of confession, and of declaration and desire to want to know that love. She has been very active with the men in the city, trying to find satisfaction, but could find none, because none of them could give her the love that satisfies. Jesus gave her agape love, and she left her water pot, the scripture says, and began to share what she received. When we use love language, others will begin to express the same, because they would have become recipients of the love that Jesus gives. And so as believers in Christ, we are expected, and people in general must get to the place where we ask the Lord to give us the right language to respond to anger, to respond to hurt, to respond to chaos, to respond to confusion. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless.